Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, from January to September of this year, an event happened in the United States a staggering 36.8 billion times. Now, if you divide that by the 330 million people living here, that becomes roughly 112 times per person over that 9-month period, which is equal to about 3 times per person per week. What do you think this is? What event happens to each of you at least 3 times a week? Robocalls. Sometimes it feels like we get 3 of them a day or 3 of them an hour. But according to robocallindex.com, the United States has received 36.8 billion robocalls in the first 9 months of this year. That is a ridiculous number of unwanted phone calls. And yes, there are plenty of ways you can try to prevent these calls. Right, everything from do not call lists to blocking all unknown callers to removing your landline like Rachel and I did this week. But they still come on your cell phone. So there's really no good way to get around them all. They just won't stop. Well, when I read today's reading about this persistent widow, she reminded me of robocalls. Right, of course, sometimes we'll say persistence is a good quality. Right? It means you never give up. You don't take no for an answer. You don't back down in the face of opposition. But sometimes persistence just gets under your skin. Like robocalls and like this widow. Right, she came to this judge asking for help, which is fine. That's what people are supposed to do with judges. But she came to him over and over and over again. She was relentless. This woman wouldn't stop. She became such a nuisance to this judge that he had the same reaction to her as you have to spam risk calling you. Come on, really? Not this again. How can I make this go away? She annoyed him so much that he finally listened to her just to make her shut up. Right? The text puts it this way. The judge thought, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. So notice that the judge didn't help her because he should help her. He helped her because he didn't want to deal with her anymore. In other words, he was really just a judge in name only. He didn't do what judges were supposed to do, like care for the widow and the orphan and the stranger. He only helped her because it would make his life easier. And yet this parable is introduced with the line, then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. Really? When we pray, do we need to pester God like that? Do we need to be unrelenting and annoying? Do we need to basically be a robocaller just to get God to listen to us? That doesn't sound right. Maybe that's the point, though. Jesus does say this. Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. So maybe the whole point is that God is not like this judge at all. The judge only helped the woman because she was an annoying pest. But God will not delay in helping us. God will quickly bring us justice. So that makes this story one of those how much more arguments. Right? If even this loser of a judge will help this annoying woman, then how much more will God help us? That seems to make a little bit more sense. Right? God is nothing like this judge. Until we actually think about it. Because when you pray, does it feel like God is quick to answer you? Or does it seem like you are calling and calling and God is not picking up? I mean, doesn't it sometimes feel like God sees your caller ID when you pray and thinks, oh great, not them again. Send them to voicemail. I don't want to deal with them. Sometimes it feels that way. If the whole point of the parable is that God is the opposite of the judge, then how do we see that play out in our actual lives? Because our experience says that sometimes God really is like this judge. Even when we are persistent in prayer, sometimes it seems like God still doesn't answer us. At least this widow eventually wore down the judge. Often it seems like she's luckier than we are. Consider all of the times you pray for help and the help never comes. Or consider how many times we pray for people who are sick and they still die. Consider how we pray for our world and horrible things still happen. When we stop and think about it, this parable's really unsettling. Prayer is supposed to be this conversation with God, right? It's supposed to be how we grow spiritually. It is not the divine version of begging your parents for something until they cave and give it to you. Prayer doesn't work like that. And maybe that's the point of the parable. Maybe this is a reevaluation of what prayer is really about. Because you see, this whole time we've been making one big assumption. We've been assuming that we are more like the widow and that God is like or unlike the judge. But what if it's the other way around? Listen to how the judge is described again. Twice, we are told that he had no fear of God and no respect for anyone. He was thinking only of himself and his own comfort. The only reason he helped this poor widow is because helping her made him more comfortable. He didn't do it out of the goodness of his heart. He did it just to make her go away. That sounds much more like us than it does God. Sometimes we have no fear of God and no respect for anyone. Sometimes, actually a lot of the time, we're focused on our own comfort. We help others only because we think we can get something out of it. Like maybe we can silence our guilt. Or we can get that warm, fuzzy feeling inside. Or we can get some community service hours so we can graduate, whatever it is. That's why we help. But remember, at first, this judge didn't want to help this woman at all. Kind of like us. Think about how often we don't want to listen to God's call either. God calls us over and over and over again to love our neighbors and serve them. God calls us to think about them instead of ourselves. God calls us to help them get the justice they deserve. And that happens much more often than 3 times a week. It happens multiple times every day. But what do we often do? We deny the call. We send God a metaphorical voicemail. We get so annoyed that we just don't answer it. We end up treating God like we do spam risk. Come on, not this again. How can I make this stop? We would rather just live our safe, cozy, comfortable lives than help somebody who needs it. So, oh sure, we're not entirely selfish, right? We will help our neighbors from time to time. I mean, even this judge eventually helped this woman. But our first reaction is often, no, I don't want to. I don't want to serve. I don't want to give. I don't want to help. I don't want to reach out. I don't want to think of others. I don't want to put aside my own comfort. I don't want to take a risk. I don't want to speak up. I don't want to stretch myself. So then where's the good news in all this? Well, the good news is in the fact that God never gives up on us. Yes, we might deny God's call, but God still wants to work in us and through us. Or to put it another way, it is never too late for you to answer God's call. God will never give up on you. God will not take no for an answer. God won't back down in the face of your opposition. Basically, God rejects your rejection. So the question is not, will God use you to change the world? But rather, when will you let God use you to change the world? When the judge finally listened to the woman and helped her, the world was a better place. When we listen to God's call, when we actually live as Christians in action and not just in name, then we make the world a better place too. Right? The opening line of this passage says that Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. The widow is not the one who's lost heart here. The judge has lost heart. So it's not about be like the widow. It's more like don't be like the judge. Quite often we think that prayer is just us bringing our concerns to God and hoping that God will do something to fix them, which sees us in the role of a widow. But prayer is also about us listening to God. It's about paying attention to how God wants us to be God's people in the world. It's about showing faith in action. It's about not losing heart. And since God can be relentless about you, since God wants to do something amazing through you in this world, since God will continue to give you chances over and over and over again to do the right thing, then that is definitely good news. God wants us to pray with our feet on the ground, so to speak, not just with our hands in our laps. Our loving deeds for our neighbors become prayers in action. The widow knew that the judge had the ability to change the world for her. And in the same way, God knows that you have the ability to change the world for God. So, ring, ring. God's calling. Will you answer? In the name of the one who shows us how to serve, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.